Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 491. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Sheer Mag. That song is called Hardly to Blame, and it's on their new album, A Distant Call. It just came out August 23rd on their own Sheer Mag LLC Records, probably with some help from Wilson's son, because he usually has that sort of help. That Philadelphia band has progressed a little. I think they organically are changing and growing, and a little less Thin Lizzy, but that track there is classic Sheer Mag, and if we've learned anything on the Too Much Rock podcast is I'm a boring old man who doesn't like change, so classic is good for me. Anyway, I've got an interesting sort of music for you this week. It's kind of all over the place, and we'll explain why shortly. Here's a track by Esther Rose. It's called Only Loving You.
Drinking just for you to find out. There must be something that they forgot to mention. There's an answer in one of these bottles, I know. So I'm gonna drink until I forget the question. I'm drunk, long gone, wondering just what I've done wrong. Singing along, baby, don't you want me no more? Drink a one, drink a two. I'm a drinking just for you to find out what it is that I've been drinking for. There's an answer in one of these bottles. There must be something that they forgot to mention. There's an answer in one of these bottles, I know. So I'm gonna drink until I forget the question.
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Thelma and the Sleaze with the track Candy Ann. That is on the band's new album, Fuck, Marry, Kill, which just came out August 9th on the What of Whom Records. I know nothing about that label, and I don't know much about the band. Thelma and the Squeeze are an authentic band, though. I saw them in Kansas City once and just put on a great show. Normally very blues-based. It's a rock and roll thing, but I'm not into that. But what I am into is authenticity, and this band has it. That album is kind of all over the place. There's pop elements, and that track there, well, that one, well, maybe that one fits in better with where we started that set with another Nashville band, Caitlin Rose. We played The Answer in One of These Bottles. That was from her first album, Dead Flowers, which came out in 2008 on Theory 8 Records. And before that, we heard from Esther Rose, no relation, with the track Only Loving You. The album is called You Made It This Far, and it's brand new, August 23rd on Father Daughter Records, a label known more for pop punk than anything else, so it's nice to see them branching out with that New Orleans artist. When I heard that, I thought, I wonder what Caitlin Rose is up to. So then I went and found out, well, there's no new Caitlin Rose album, but there's a first album I never did buy, so I bought that one. And hey, why not shove Thelma and the Sleaze in there as well? You just got that one, and Nashville, it all lines up perfectly. Anyway, that's kind of how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, coming up in this next set here, I've got a track from the Sid Bought a 7-inch Somewhere just because he liked the cover section. This is Psychotic Turnbuckles with the song Crazy Times Ahead.
Big wing bird heading for Mars. The 1051 is taking me there. Should we have a photo to take in? We'll look like death in the making. Berlin, 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 Berlin. I still choose to lose the way I like. Move around, spit my you'll only end up like limbo. Get shot by Berlin, 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 Berlin.
such a good song. That is Surfer Blood playing Death and the Maiden. That is a cover of the Verlaine's track, and it's on their album Covers, which came out originally in 2017 on vinyl, very limited edition, and I think it's just been released in 2019 digitally only with an extra bonus track. At least it seemed to be. It showed up on Bandcamp. I bought it, and the next day it was gone. I mailed the band's label, Joyful Noise Recordings, and said, hey, what's up with that? And I never heard back. But anyway, I don't know much about that band. I know people like them, and I figured listening to a few covers might give me a taste of what they're like. And, well, I like that, and boy, do I like that song. Verlaine's actually have a new album out. Been a long time. I might pick that one up now, just remembering how much I really enjoyed that song there. Before that, we heard from Psychotic Turnbuckles with the song Crazy Times Ahead. That is the A-side of a three-song 7-inch that came out in 1993 on Sympathy for the Record Industry that I picked up for $1 at Reckless Records in Chicago. I bought it because they looked kind of sleazy and glammy, but nope, it's some Wrestler Stick from the very much garage rock band from Sydney, Australia, who kind of made a little bit of a dent with a little bit of work there with record Sympathy for the Record Industry in the U.S., but mostly just an Australian band. Well, anyway, I've said enough today. Let's go ahead and wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 491. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. A few things coming up. Gruff Rees is playing the 10th at the Record Bar. On the 13th, American Football is at the Granada. On the 15th, Sidekicks are at the Rhino, or Skating Polly is at the Replay, or Richard Buckner is playing a house show at a secret location, a.k.a. the same place he's played every other time he's played a house show in Kansas City. On the 16th, Hatchie is playing at the Record Bar. On the 22nd, Red Cross is coming to the Record Bar. 23rd, Baby Metal at the Uptown. 25th, Fruit Bats at Record Bar. Looking into October, I got Bleach coming to the Riot Room on the 1st, Obituary at the Granada on the 10th, Gwar is coming, Napalm Death is coming, Frank Turner is coming, Matt and Kim are coming, so many shows coming up here. Oh, on the website, not a whole lot of new stuff there. There are photos and videos of that Lillington's and Hipshot Killer and Uncouth show that happened at Rhino a few weeks back, and there'll probably be photos up of the final Lover Girl, Wick and the Tricks, and the Black Creature show that happened just last weekend at Davies Uptown. Anyway, let's go ahead and end things here. I got one track left for you. It's also a 7-inch that I just picked up randomly. It's a 1998 hardcore 7-inch, and the inside was so great, and it just, I don't know, it just felt like my time there. It is a split between Ground Zero and Eye to Eye, and I'm going to play the Ground Zero side. Two tracks kind of blend together anyway. This is Slate and Play the Plague. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
The devil he's chasing is the one that he's living with that's inside of him. You know, his fears and his doubts he has to deal with. I don't want to hear what you did, son. That's your life. Don't put your road over on mine. I'm doing something over here. Well, you said everything was all right. You said everything was perfect. I said, yeah, but I didn't tell you to go do something.